I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
David, you talked about the defense really struggling of late, and I can't help but look at D. Winters. What do you see from D that has caused him to really slide back so far?
That's a really good question. I've been wondering that for a few weeks because he was really good out of the gate the first 2 weeks. And then the play dropped off. And, that coincides with Nick Bosa getting hurt. I think, the whole defense, they were number 4 the first 2 weeks in the efficiency rankings, and they've been number 28 or 29 since then. So the clear delineation point of the slide of this defense was the Nick Bosa injury, which happened against Arizona, actually, in week 3. I think that Fred was also a massive injury, but when we look at the pass rushing plan that the 49ers had those first couple weeks with Bosa, Huff, Yetur Gross-Matos, I mean, all those guys, they were coming in hot on that NASCAR package. I think the back 7 had it really nice. And as soon as Bosa got hurt, and I know Yetur has been limited throughout this, even when he's been available, now he's not available, I think that really, really made life harder on the linebacker level. I know that D's been on and off the injury report as well, so you have to wonder if he's fully healthy during these games. But I always look back at the first 2 weeks, and I draw a line between them and the rest of the season. And the play just hasn't been as good. Now, losing Warner next to you, that's obvious, right? I mean, Warner covers up a whole heck of a lot. So at this point, D. Winters has shown flashes for the 49ers, but he's not shown that he's a consistently good player, especially without a good supporting cast. So he is who he is, and that was a 6th-round draft pick. And until proven otherwise, I think the 49ers just have to live with that.
David, great stuff. We appreciate the insight heading into a very, very big one in Week 11. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. David Lombardi, SF Standard, and I'll just tell you how the conversation sort of lands in my gut. Yeah, oh boy. That's a hard way
to win. Deion Lenore, you talking about?
It's a hard, just in general, about the defense. You're bringing up D. Winters and what was a really good question, right? His knees are hurting. D'Amador, if he's trending toward out, and the defense was already not very good. And I just, I'm mindful of the Cincinnati Bengals last year. They tried like hell to make the playoffs and fell just short. They had an elite offense. My God, the 49ers might be really good for fantasy football the rest of the way. Because in theory, if the offense comes back, and not only is it full strength, but there is an in-game need on a daily basis to put up 30 points, well, then buckle up. These games are going to be wild, and they're not easy to win. I don't care who the opponent is. If the defense is that bad, we'll see. Robert thinks they're getting better, but, dude, if D. Winters is lesser version of himself and D'Amador Lenore's not playing, I don't care who your lowly rated quarterback is on the other end. He will complete passes if he is given a wide open pocket and all kinds of time to pick on rookie DBs.
Yes, but it doesn't mean that they're just going to score touchdowns. And what David was talking about was being the kind of a defense that doesn't just let another team run it down your throat. And so you force teams into third downs. You force teams to really work in the red zone. You hold them to field goals, and you can be a team that succeeds. And he was mentioning the first matchup with Arizona, and I'm just looking at the box score here. Kyler Murray ran for 37 yards. He won't. Benson ran for 42. He won't. Connor ran for 22. He won't. Greg Dortch ran for 5 yards. Okay.
He will.
You got 5 yards coming back on the ground. And, you know, in the receiving game, Benson, 3 catches, no. Connor, 3, no. Harrison Jr., 3, no.
Yeah.
McBride had 5, and, you know, Zay had 2. He's not coming back. But
I think Harrison actually helped the 49ers in that game, but go ahead.
He was not great, yeah. And Harrison was better after that, and then he got hurt. Yeah. My point is, Arizona's not coming in with even the same offense they had last time. The Niners' defense was better there, but now the Niner offense is much better. They're healthier. You've got Kittle back, and you've got your quarterback back, and so I look at this matchup, and I think that even if the defense is not as great as they were, and they're not, these matchups coming up are kind of helping a bad defense to look better than they actually are.
Yeah, no, I think that's all fair. Obviously, the guys who didn't get yards last time were not given the opportunity to get yards. So, you know, Bam Knight and DeMercado, it'd be great.
He had a couple carries in that game.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually a decent player. It'd be great if he could, again, sign on to drop any balls at the one. If he's planning on going into the end zone, just drop him right there. That'd be great. Again, like, if you don't play good defense, then players that you've never heard of have a tendency to suddenly look really good. So I think the Niners are the better team the next 5 weeks. It doesn't mean they're going to win all the games. And I think that every one of the other teams, they're all more dangerous than you think because they're going against a defense that just doesn't have a whole lot to throw at you.
Well, you've got no Nick, no Fred, and no Diamador for this weekend. So those are your first level.
We don't know that
level.
Yet, but yes. Yeah,
Diamador,
yeah.
Lenore?
Well, okay, he's questionable.
But he's not playing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm reading Kyle Shanahan's comments from today. He heard it jogging off the field after a drill,
good Lord.
And he's talking MRI.
Right.
And it's a calf. So,
and he did not practice today.
So what I'm saying
it
is...
It sounds like you're right. I just want to let the audience know
enough.
That that's not confirmed.
Confirmed, anyway. Jonathan Kuminga will not play tonight.
Okay. Against San Antonio. Calves.
Yeah. That's confirmed. But this is
I'm not
a
doctor. So.
Confirmed. Calves are tricky. And yeah. Calves are tricky, and he heard it jogging, and I don't want to remind people of when we've seen that before, because that was not a calf, that was an Achilles, but he already had a flare-up in that area, so hopefully it's not anything really, really bad. I would guess that he's not going to play, Fred won't play, and Nick won't play, so the three levels of your defense, if you don't have Lenore, you don't have your best, you don't have your best, you don't have your best, and then you go back to the front. Your first-round pick, Mikael Williams, you don't have him.
You don't have him.
Your other best linebacker, D. Winters, has got bad knees, and he has been bad. And then your secondary has been a little bit more Three Stooges.
That's what I'm saying.
Outside of Upton Stout, who I think has been mostly good. But
I just think that this is what fans do. You're like, oh, Greg Dortch and Michael Wilson?
I'm starting Wilson.
Right, but you're right, because the other answer is Daryl Luter and Upton Stout and Renardo Green.
Green's been pretty good.
Yeah, they're fine.
Upton Stout's been solid.
Yeah, but makes mistakes here and there. They're rookies. Green is the second year. But
Jason Pinnock, throw him in there. Jair Brown. These are guys who are going to play a lot of snaps.
Right.
Chase Lucas.
So, thank you.
So when you tell me all the
I like the player.
The Cardinals have Bupkis, and they're going against Bupkis in some cases. Like there are no household names. Honestly, when the Cardinals have the ball this weekend, on either side of the ball, save Trey McBride, do you have any household names? Do you have any, like, ooh, I like that guy, on the field, on either side of the ball? Do you have any?
For Arizona?
Anybody.
Oh, the Niners' offense is a who's who of Hall of Famers.
I said when Arizona has the ball.
Oh, gotcha.
When Arizona has the ball, there are 22 people on the field. I give you Trey McBride. Outside of that, you got anybody, or you're like, ooh, that's a guy.
Bryce Huff, you're going to eat. Let the man eat, would you?
Okay. He didn't eat last week. He didn't eat
last week.
Mike
Wilson's about to have a big game, too.
He might. He's going to have to.
Right? Dortch. I'm sorry.
That guy needs to change his name. Mr. Jones in Atlanta. What up, Jones? What are you doing?
What's up, fellas, man? Over here chilling, man. Just enjoying the good football Friday with y'all, man. I was calling in to just, it's funny how my Niners fans are just, we so spoiled that we don't know when we complaining and we just missing on the good thing that we got going on. I don't know why we having this talk about quarterback competition in the first place, because Mac Jones should have been picked over Trey Lance in the first place a long time ago. So this situation really shouldn't have never even been happening. But you know what? He straightened his face. He found Purdy, and we made it, and we got everything together, right? So we did the best thing. Of course we're supposed to get Mac Jones as a backup. He's supposed to be looking this good in our offense because he was supposed to have been the pick in the first place, right? But now he's just made him some money. So when he gets ready to go and leaves his franchise next, because you know we're not going to keep him, somebody's going to pay him a whole lot of money next, right? So this is what the quarterback whisperer should do.
Yep.
He should do like you said earlier. Justin Fields would be a great backup for us. Fix him, pay Purdy, keep like we've already got Purdy paid up. We're just going to keep it and just keep this train going. But why are we like even considering, like before Purdy even got here again, we were dumpster fires. Right? We were almost a burning hot flame. Thank God we had Jimmy. A great insurance plan I had over there, correct? So now we've got a great insurance plan with Mac Jones. And we're like, well, do we want to just give the whole franchise to Mac Jones now? No, we're not.
No, Mac
is doing this great job, what he's supposed to be doing. We love it. We're proud. Niner gang, bang, bang. But, yeah, this is Purdy's team. Yeah, this is Purdy's team, and we're just doing what the Niners do. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these other – like, I live in Atlanta. I keep saying this. Y'all want to be the Falcons?
No. We saw that. We saw that.
Saw it today. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, thank you very much for calling.
You got the head coach defending his quarterback against public slander and outrage. And, yeah, I mean, the point is Michael Penix Jr. has not been the sauce – and every time he throws an incomplete, his backup grabs his helmet and starts pulling out his hamstrings, getting ready to go. Kirk, settle down.
He's just trying
settle
to.
Settle down, cousin.
He's a senior who's trying to stay active.
He's not helping.
He's putting on Reeboks and going for a walk.
Second and eight, Penix overthrows a guy, and Cousins is over there doing mini sprints. I'm ready, Raheem.
Did you say Radio Raheem?
Yep.
We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. 888-957-9570 is the number. I want to actually address that idea because it's down the road. But you talked about it with David even. Like, what will the Niners do next year with Mac Jones? Is that a trade or a keep? And it's an off-season conversation. But we got a little bit of that. We got a Friday higher or lower.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Kerr. To do that one, we've got all of our sounds of the week. You've got a pick. You've got multiple picks to make.
Yeah, you
got to
bounce back.
There's a lot of work to do. So we'll do that, but we'll keep taking your calls. Willard and Dibs.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I can't help but look at D. Winters. What do you see from D that has caused him to really slide back so far?
That's a really good question. I've been wondering that for a few weeks.
Cash me out one time!
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I think I want to throw a red hanky, actually.
But over what?
Not on Dibs, though. It was. It's a really good... It was an odd sort of... Okay, play that again. David said, you asked him, what have you seen with the winter slide? He says, that's a really good question. I've been wondering that for the last few weeks.
Yeah, he's been wondering what he's seen. What's wrong with that?
I've been wondering what... It's like he's questioning himself. I'm wondering what I'm seeing? It's a confusing process right there. That's all. That's all, but I'm often confused.
And that's a really good question. I've been wondering that for a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's a good question. It's a really good... Granny actually asked a good question, which is, what's better, a great question or a really good question? Like, that word really has a little oomph behind
it. It's a great question.
Thank you, Doc.
I just didn't...
Care to weigh in?
I Googled, is really good better than great? And...
What did AI say?
Quora, which is one of these like...
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, Quora. Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Is really good better than great? They mean the same thing. Really good is more than good. Great is also more than good. You're great at playing golf. You're really good at playing golf. It's basically the same thing. And
except for we've had so many calls today that are like, Brock Purdy is really good, but he's not great. I actually think that's how a lot of 49er fans feel about Brock Purdy.
It's funny because we all use words, and words can mean anything you want them to mean. Yeah. And the one thing that we do on this show, it's the use of the word Schmidt, and it's actually a name, not a word, and it all goes to Casey Schmidt, but we've turned it into a euphemism to mean the four-letter word that we're not allowed to say. So words can mean whatever you intend them to mean. Brock Purdy's not great. Whatever. He wins more games than he loses.
Is he good? How about poll question?
Is he really good or is he great?
Or is he just good?
That's a really good question.
Thank you. Is he?
Oh, so we love it when it's Mark.
That's a really good question, Dibs.
Yeah.
Can we put those next to each other and who put more emphasis on the word really? But anyway, no, that's a good poll question. Is Brock
it's
Purdy
a stupid poll question?
No, is he great? Is he really good? Is he just good, or is he not good?
Is he not great? Is he not good?
No.
Is he overrated?
Is he just flat out not good, or is he good, or is he really good, or is he great?
What is going on here?
I don't know.
It's different. It's different when people use it for athletes. The word "great" is like this hallowed ground.
Work on your material.
I am. People don't like when you use that word. Until, like, I guarantee you, if I said Brock Purdy is a great quarterback, that's going to be pushback city.
Possibly.
It would be. I know it. In fact, some people don't even think he's really good, and then you trolls think he's not even good at all.
Well, really good apparently is great, and whatever. The whole thing is...
That's tough.
It's a lot like NFL power rankings where, they slid down to number four for me. Who gives a crap? Wake me in January when teams play each other in a must-win.
Well, that's why college football is popular. Some people love to watch an entire sport where people are just moving around like pieces on a chessboard. Could you believe we're ranked seventh? They moved us to seventh. will you just play the stupid games? Play the games. And
big
then
game tonight.
Is there? Who versus who?
Oregon and Minnesota.
Warriors versus the Spurs, Grandy.
Yeah.
Big game tonight. Warriors versus the Spurs. Because they play in a league where you don't need to impress people. You just win. And then that's how you get the little number next to your name. You got more wins than the team with the 5 seed, you get the 4 seed. We don't have to meet to discuss it before we go to the playoffs. Anyway, we get off the soapbox to let everybody know. This is actually pretty cool. Another little tip of the cap to the Golden State Valkyries.
I saw what you did there.
Thank you.
Yep.
I did do that. Tiffany Tip Hayes has received the 2025 season-long WNBA Cares Community Assist Award. Her promotion of financial literacy and community empowerment have earned her recognition across the entire league. So yet another kind of, really, really nice story coming out of the organization. They are 1 year in, and that's one hell of an imprint. And now you can add from Tiffany Hayes, one of their best players.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you look at the list of stuff she's done, and she went to Claremont Middle School. The next day, she did an Oakland Community Mural Day. She's got events in May, June, July, August. Basically, when she's not practicing or playing for the Valks, she's out there in the community. So thank you, Tiffany, for all you did, and congratulations on another win for the Valks.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right. Well, I told you that we all had a lot to do still on this show. Dibs has got to make picks. I think that we're trending toward about 5:45 for Fade the Dibbers. It's a multi-pick Friday. We might actually even dive into some other games as a group because it is a huge weekend, as you said.
Yep.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we want to go through the sounds of the week. There have been some unbelievable clips that we've been able to talk about here on 95.7 The Game, coming from the likes of Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, Brock Purdy, and Bruce Bochy. So we got all that coming up at 5. But it's Friday. It's becoming a tradition. We love to play Dibs' favorite game show, Higher or Lower. So let's play.
Let's play a little Higher or Lower. It's the 12th edition, and you look at the scoreboard. Mark Willard, 4 wins. Mark Grandy, 4 wins. Lucas Alexander, 3 wins as we get ready for our 12th edition of Higher or Lower. Our defending champion is Mark Grandy. Grandy, how you doing today?
Back-to-back defending champion.
Relax. I thought that Lucas had won the previous
two. No, I've won 2 in a row.
That's really not true. Don't Lucas was going right. For the three-peat last week.
Yeah, relax.
You were like really in self-hatred mode.
I was 2
mode.
Behind, and now I've won 2 in a row to get back to tied, right?
You were tied with Lucas. You were 1 behind. But anyway, Mark Willard joins us. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I think actually Grandy just did something that you often do, which is that you yell you're hot before you are. But anyway, all good. Hi, Dan.
Now, hi, I'm 31-17 in Fade the Dibber. Yeah. That's coming up later.
Pretty good.
Lucas, back to third place as usual. How you doing? Looking for a bounce back today?
Fired up to be here. I got another one of those feelings, Dan.
Love to see it. Today's theme, guys, we've got the Warriors in San Antonio. So I was thinking about Steve Kerr as a Spur. Steve Kerr played 206 games in the regular season as a Spur. So today, we'll do 10 items. You have to decide if that item is higher or lower than 206. Gentlemen, 206. Are we all ready?
Shout out Seattle, the 206.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Here we go.
We'll start with Grandy, the defending champion. Higher or lower than 206, total career offensive rebounds grabbed by Steve Kerr in the regular season.
Offensive rebounds in the regular season by Steve Kerr.
Played a long time. Higher or lower than 206?
How long did he play?
I will go lower.
Willard?
Lower.
Lucas?
Higher.
Yeah, it's lower, guys.
Yeah, baby.
I think he played 14 years and he had 186 offensive rebounds.
I didn't know that he ever went inside the three-point arc. Is that true? Did he ever go in there?
There's a long rebound that he was able to corral.
That's true. You're allowed to get him out there.
Dennis Rodman might have been suspended. So it's Willard and Grandy with one apiece. We go to item number two.
By the way, that was his whole career or just his
regular
Spurs
season
career?
Whole career.
Whole career. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I know we already answered, but I just wanted some.
When I said total career, that would imply his the total career.
But you have to remember, I'm not always listening. Go ahead.
That's on you.
Yep.
Item two, we start with Grandy. Total regular season interceptions thrown by Matthew Stafford. Ooh. Higher or lower than 206?
Regular season only, you said.
Total regular season interceptions.
Is this just his Rams career?
Total?
That's a good one.
You troll. Will you answer the damn question?
Ooh.
How many picks for Stafford in his career regular season?
Yeah.
I will go higher.
Willard?
Higher.
Lucas.
I was going to go higher, but
say
do
lower.
I differentiate?
You know what that would be.
I want back in the game. I'm going lower.
Yeah, Lucas, welcome back. Hey. It is lower, 190 career interceptions.
Congrats, Lucas.
We're playing higher or lower than Steve Kerr's Spurs career regular season games. The number is 206. We start with Lucas because he got it right.
Yeah, he did.
This game is tied. Lucas, higher or lower than 206? Total blocks by Draymond Green in his playoff career. Draymond Green, playoff blocks, higher or lower than 206?
Lower.
Willard?
Lower.
Grandy?
Higher.
Yeah, it's higher, guys. Damn. 225 for Day-Day.
Wow.
Grandy,
that's
2. Willard, 1. Lucas, 1. We start with Grandy, item number 4. Higher or lower than 206, Grandy? Number of top 10 finishes by Tiger Woods in his career on the PGA Tour.
Oh, damn.
Tiger Woods top 10s, higher or lower than 206, Grandy?
I will go lower.
And Lucas?
Lower as well.
And Willard?
I will go higher.
Yeah, it's lower.
Oh.
199.
Damn, he's got over 80 victories.
Yeah, 82.
He just wins?
199 top 10s.
I know, but you'd think like with a, it could be a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5. Anyway, whatever. Go ahead.
Grandy 3, Lucas 2. Willard in a rare third place after four answers. We're doing higher or lower. Steve Kerr's career regular season game total as a Spur, which was 206. We start with Grandy. Grandy is in the lead. Total number of medals won by Spain all time in the Summer and Winter Olympics combined. Total medals, Spain, summer and winter in the history of basketball.
Grandy's trying to think through it. There's nothing to think through. It's close. Is
higher,
it higher or lower
than 206?
Yeah, no, he was trying to count.
Yeah, it's not possible.
It was like in 1906.
Fencing in 1948.
I'm going higher, Dibs.
Lucas?
Anybody but Grandy, I'm going lower.
And Willard.
I'll go lower also.
Yeah, it's lower.
Yes,
what an idiot.
Yes,
I mean,
seriously. 192.
I can't believe you fell for it.
Wasn't even close.
We are at the halfway point. Grandy, scoreboard. 3. Lucas, 3. Willard, 2.
I got this.
We're doing higher or lower than 206, which is the number of games Steve Kerr played in the regular year as a Spur. We start with Lucas. He's tied for first, and he got the last one correct. In kilometers, the total distance in an Ironman triathlon.
Wait.
In kilometers. The total distance in an Ironman triathlon. Run, bike, and swim, higher or lower than 206.
In kilometers. I don't even know that calculation.
Translation of miles, I could not tell you.
No,
I'm
going to
go higher.
And Grandy?
Yep.
And Grandy?
Higher.
And Willard?
I'll actually join them. Higher.
Yeah, guys, higher.
Yeah.
Nice
226.3 kilometers.
Okay.
And
that one made me nervous.
The majority of those are on the bike, which I think is 112 miles.
I knew that.
That whole thing was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I try to throw in a curve every now and again.
I know, but math.
Lucas, 4. Anyway. Grandy, 4. Willard, 3. We start again with Lucas. This is item number 7, higher or lower than 206. Lucas, number of wins for Pete Sampras in Grand Slam singles matches.
Higher.
Ooh, that was a quick answer. That's rare.
Grand Slam, so just those four tournaments?
Correct.
Okay.
Lucas said higher. Grandy?
Tennis guy?
Grandy?
206.
Tennis guy Grandy.
Grand Slam singles.
Grandy?
Wins?
Yes, wins.
Lower.
And Willard.
Ooh, you guys split. That makes this very dicey.
Who do you believe?
I'll go lower.
Yeah, lower.
Okay, yes.
The answer is 203.
Oh!
203, Grandy.
Wait, who got that right?
Me.
Grandy, 5.
Oh, that's exciting.
Lucas, 4. Willard, 4. We are down to the final three, and final, we start with Grandy.
I sounded really confident. You guys remember that?
Super confident. We're playing higher or lower than the number 206, which is the games that Steve Kerr played as a Spur in the regular year. We're down to our final three. Grandy, we start with you. Higher or lower than 206? Total point value of the 100 tiles in the English version of the game Scrabble. This was a late ad this morning.
That's a really great question.
Thank you.
Wait, but I need you to say that again.
There are 100 tiles in the game Scrabble.
Right.
If you take the numerical value of each of the 100 and you add them up,
add them all up,
is that total higher or lower than 206?
Oh, my God.
Going higher, Dibs.
And Willard.
Oh, there are 100 tiles. So basically, do they average out more than two? Higher.
Lucas.
Higher seems obvious.
Big moment here,
I'm going to go lower.
Yeah, guys, lower.
Damn it.
187.
Yeah.
Two blanks and a bunch of ones and then a bunch of twos.
Yeah, I forgot about the blanks.
Oh, I forgot about the blanks,
too. You guys did.
Yeah. Yep.
Stupid blanks.
That one actually replaced a Buster Posey question. I found that one this morning and thought, that's too juicy. Grandy, 5. Lucas, 5. Willard, 4. We've got two to go. We start with Lucas, and this might be my favorite one of the day.
Oh, boy.
Higher or lower than 206, which is the number of games Steve Kerr played as a Spur. Lucas, we start with you. Higher or lower than 206? According to the 2020 census, the population of the Bay Area town of Port Costa. If you know it, it's the town that's right across the freeway from Crockett on the Carquinez Straits.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I know none
Lucas
of those
is
things.
Like, where's Crockett? Anyway. What are
the just past Rodeo, which is just past Hercules.
No, I got you.
Just short of Vallejo.
Hercules.
Higher or lower than 206, Lucas?
That seems real small. I'm going higher.
Grandy?
I hate to agree with Lucas. I'm also going higher.
Willard?
It's my only shot. I'm going lower.
Guys, no duh. It's lower.
Thank you.
190 people in Port Costa.
Thank you for opening the door. That was very dumb of you guys.
I think this is our best game yet.
Willard's 5. Grandy, 5. Lucas 5. It comes down to this. And we inevitably will have a tiebreaker. For this one, you're going to have to write it down. So nobody gets to go first. It's a three-way tie.
All right, need a piece of paper.
We're playing higher or lower than 206. Steve Kerr's games played as a Spur in the regular year. Higher or lower than 206, this one could decide it. Number of playoff games played by Tim Duncan in his career. Higher or lower than 206? Tim Duncan. He was a Spur, and they made the playoffs a few times. Is it higher or lower than 206? You'll write the answer down.
Games.
We will go in order of Willard to Grandy to Lucas, and it's the honor system here, my friends.
Okay.
Let me know when you have it written down.
I'm ready.
Willard is written. Grandy is writing. I can't see Lucas.
He's writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly with chalk.
We need one of those little things that you slide the answer into when you're done.
And the light would
light come.
Totally, like match game. Willard, we start with you.
All right.
Higher or lower than 206 for Tim Duncan?
Ugh. I'm going lower, Dibs.
Okay. Grandy?
I wrote higher, Dibs.
And Lucas?
I went lower.
Come on. Come on.
Grandy's the winner!
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's so easy.
So annoying.
251 playoff games.
Not even close.
For Tim Duncan. Grandy wins it 6-5. Our tiebreaker, just for funsies.
Fun. Yeah, do it.
LeBron's the all-time leader with 292. How many has Steph Curry played?
Playoff games?
Correct.
Oh, gosh.
Like, just, I mean, Willard, just make a guess and...
270.
Grandy?
I was going to say like 180.
And Lucas?
Yeah, like 230.
Yeah, 155.
Oh, wow. That's
he's
it?
Grandy would have won that, too.
He
great.
Sneakily missed a lot of games. And also, if you remember, like, a couple times they went 16-1 in the playoffs.
True. So... That's what I was thinking with Duncan, because they were kind of dominant for a while.
Yeah, but I think that he played maybe 19 years, and I think they made the playoffs in 18 of them.
Hey, Grandy, congrats. That's 7 in a row for you.
But only 5 overall somehow.
In your mind.
It's 3 in a row.
Whatever.
Keep telling yourself.
Bottom line, Grandy with 5 titles, Willard with 4, Lucas in his rightful spot with 3.
Wow.
I'm back. Ladies and gentlemen, was today's Higher or Lower.
I'm back to being the hunter and not the hunted. That doesn't feel good. I'm in a slump.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And
it's all right, though. I was proud at the way that I rallied.
Yeah. I mean, we've never had one with a 3-way tie.
That's never happened before.
At the last breath.
Yeah, that's fun.
Just be ready for more Scrabble-related items coming up.
Scrabble's fine.
Did a little bit of a dive today on Scrabble,
yeah,
and I got a couple other ones.
Like, making us do, like, don't ever do, like, how does Fahrenheit go to Celsius? Like, just like,
ooh, yeah. You just gave me a great one.
The brain started to hurt a little bit there with all the mathematics.
There's going to be Olympic medals. There's going to be kilometers. And according to the 2020 census.
That's fine. My favorite moment of this particular one was when Grandy tried to count Spain's medals. It's like,
I got it right.
Maybe
no, you didn't.
Maybe
no,
you,
I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. Maybe you know who Bobby McFerrin is, but you can't count medals from a century ago. That's not possible. And Lucas called you out on it.
I was trying to figure out on average how many medals would that be per Olympics.
It doesn't matter. It was funny. It was funny. And that's all that I care about. It was funny.
Is the humor of it.
I won. Mm-hmm.
You did. I'm not trying to, like, whatever. I'm going to remember what's funny.
Same. We all won. That was a really good one.
In 100 years, Randy, nobody's going to remember who won.
That's what the loser says.
But they're going to remember what was funny. It's kind of like, you ever see Tin Cup? You ever watch the movie Tin Cup?
No.
See? Such a child sometimes. What do they say? What do they say to Costner's character, Tin Cup, obviously, Roy McAvoy? What do they say to him at the end? You think a number of years from now, anybody's going to remember who won the U.S. Open? They're not going to remember who won the U.S. Open. They're going to remember year 13.
That's right.
That's what they're going to remember. And they were right. They were right.
Spain with 5 medals in the Winter Olympics. 187 in the summer.
They're hot. So,
yeah, they're not cold. Not big on the snow games.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? That's like the Jamaican bobsled team. What are we doing here? So, anyway. All right. And thank you. I have a special thank you to send out to somebody in the 650 area code on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, because at one point, Lucas was talking about a difficult differentiation, and I asked him, so, you know what that is?
Yep.
And he didn't answer. So I want to thank 650 who wrote in, I will answer your question, Willard. That would be a differentiation sensation.
That's right.
And then followed up with, that's a buck.
Perfect.
Good job.
Thank you for playing along, 650. Very well done.
Thank you for listening to the stupid show. That's good. All right. So look, sounds of the week coming up in a little bit. And we got to do the pick and the picks. And then I said something stupid earlier, which is, you know, we'll do maybe the picks at 5:45, and I completely forgot that Warriors Live starts at 5:30.
Ooh.
So we ain't doing no damn picks at 5:45.
We'll do the take it to the bank prediction.
Yeah, with that pick.
Yep.
But, like, the fade the dibbers, we probably should do that coming up next. We probably should do that right after this.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the Niners are a 3-point favorite right now, is that right?
I think so.
And then
I'm more worried about my record, which I have it as 35-17.
72. No. No. What is your record?
I think I'm 26-18 or.
No. Is it 26-18? I feel like you got more wins than
you
that.
You are 27-27.
No, what? He's not. He's not 27.
Sorry, 27-17. Sorry.
27-17.
I'm still, you know, high on my win.
Yeah, he's drunk over there on his own success.
All right, okay. 27-17. Sparkly.
But the Niners are -3, and I don't have any idea what the spread is in that really sparkly Sunday night game.
It's 2.5 Philly by 2.5.
Philly is hosting the Lions, right?
Yep. Niners by 3 and Eagles by 2.5 over the Lions.
And I just saw that Sam Laporta is out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no tight end for the Lions this week.
I'm sure they have another one.
Well, but not.
They're allowed to have somebody like line up next to the tackle.
They're allowed to, but he's not going to like be on anyone's fantasy team. So does he actually exist?
Ooh, I got to see if he's pick-up-able.
Don't do that. It's not going to work.
I already have so many tight ends. I don't know what to do with them all. Evan Engram, you stink.
You can let him go. That's a lost cause. I let him go. I think in our league. So you can go. Y'all go get
in
him.
Our league?
Just this morning.
No, I've had him for 10 weeks.
Okay, this is a different league then.
Yeah.
I let somebody go. Oh, no, I let Matthew Golden go. That's who I let go.
You're
today.
1-9. You should let them all go.
Yeah. That's what
we're just start over.
We're in the process of that right now. we're calling people in. Bring your playbook, and I'll keep you up to date. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. The picks. The sounds of the week. The Warriors live. The Warriors versus the Spurs. It's all coming up here on Willard and Dibs.
I got the Giants going 82-75.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Can you sing with that voice?
Literally. I did Daddy Warbucks in middle school, and it was talk singing.
What I'm telling you, Kelly Savalas.
N-Y-C.
That's singing.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, we're heading into the final hour of the week, and there is just a schmit ton to do.
Oh, that one got me off guard.
You better be careful.
I know.
No, I was. We're fine. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Oh. Isn't it time for you? You better be careful. You're going to lose me. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? 888-957-9570. You can give us a call. We're talking out mainly Purdy and Mac. We are going to get to the sounds of the week because we had what we thought were really interesting things said by the likes of Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, Bruce Bochy, Brock Purdy, and then in a fun game of which one of these is not like the other, Nick Friedell. Like, no offense, but everybody else on there has been to the championship round as a professional athlete or coach.
No way.
Yeah, but Nick is just our friend who talks to us about the Warriors. But there was a real interesting Q&A between you and him when he came on with us on Tuesday, and we're going to play that for you as well. So we're going to get to all of that. And Warriors Live starts in 40 minutes. Big game against the Spurs tonight. So with all of that ahead and on a football Friday, feels like we should do this as quickly as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, coming off of a loss by a half point, he is wounded, but he is not out. He is Dan Dibley, and it might be time to fade. All right, in true fashion, as we head into the weekend, we had a good one last night. We had to pull Grandy onto our boat and fade your Jets pick last night. We did it.
Man.
We were right. It also means that Grandy and I, we are heading to week 12 in the Survivor Pool here at 95.7 The Game. And Mystery Brooks, we don't know who he picked. So we'll find out. Could be down to just me and Mark next week, but that's not what we're here to do. We're here to fade, fade, fade. Let's save the Niners for last and jump right to Sunday night football. It is two of the NFC's elite getting together in the most elite time slot there is. The Eagles are at home. You give them the standard rack three-ish. It has been bet to 2.5. So the Eagles, -2.5 against the Lions. Dibs?
Well, this is a tough one because you've got an Eagle team at home, and they're normally pretty good as a home team. I looked this year, the 3-1. And Detroit, the mythology about the Lions is that they don't play well outdoors, but actually this year they've played pretty well outdoors. They're 3-2 on the road. Not all those in outdoor settings. They lost at Green Bay, and they've had a couple of nice road wins, including a win against Washington. Losing the tight end hurts. I won't, you know, Jalen pun intended, but Detroit's offense is still high-powered enough that I think that they can overcome that. They've got a great two-headed monster at running back and maybe the best wide receiver in the game. Philadelphia, a really sturdy defense. Their offense has been mostly underwhelming this year, and Detroit's defense, better than it was last year, healthier and better. So we're going to go ahead and it's not really a hold your nose special, but this goes against the grain a little bit. But we're taking Detroit and the 2.5 on the road against Philadelphia. It's going to
Look at
Nice, Grandy. Welcome back.
Those are fancy little faders.
Only two, though. Not all three of you fading.
Yeah, I'm not clapping for the Eagles. I do think...
Neither are we.
Yeah, the Eagles...
You just did.
Clapping against you.
Yeah. This is a tough one.
It's a tough game, no doubt.
For me, this is a stay away. So let's put it that way.
But I'm not allowed to.
I know you're not. So, like, I'm not going to clap. I'm not going to support. I'm just going to abstain. Okay. Remember what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to pick the pick. So you got Lions plus 2.5.
Yep.
Now we go to Arizona for the big boy, for the San Francisco 49ers. They've got their offense back. Brock Purdy back. Ricky Pearsall back. CMC never left. George Kittle, ready to rock. Juwan Jennings, he's in. There is nobody on the injury report on the offensive side of the football for the Niners. They lay three at Arizona in an opportunity to clinch a winning record in the division for the year. Dibs?
Tough spot for Arizona where you're down your two top wide receivers. You're already down your two running backs, but you have your backup quarterback who's better than your starting quarterback. And defensively, by and large, your main guys are still there. And it's a defense that gave the Niners some problems in the first meeting, but I look at what the Niners are coming to town with. Brock Purdy's going to play. Ricky Pearsall is going to play. Kittle is back and looking good. And Christian McCaffrey, I think, is ready to eat on the ground against a run defense that's not that good. They're not terrible, but they're not great. I think that this one is set up for the 49ers to ground it, to pound it, to keep it, to keep it away. It's one of my most confident picks of the week. Hey. I'm taking the Niners and laying the three.
Skakoo!
and you picked a pick.
I'm holding up for the YouTube audience right now a piece of paper that says Niners minus three and Lions plus 2.5. We picked a pick.
Lions, that's a tough game.
That's a really tough game.
And it's a tough week, I don't know if you want to like briefly discuss some of the other ones.
I would love to. Let's dive into week 11 here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Here's what I'll say briefly about Sunday Night Football. I do think the Eagles are going to win. I'm not really comfortable laying points, but I do think the Eagles are going to find a way to defeat the Detroit Lions, which, by the way, sneaky and sort of under the covers, if the Lions lose this one, it drops them to 6-4. You know, the Lions, long considered by all of us, I think, to be one of the elites of the NFC, and I'm not saying that they're not, but, you know, if things go the way that the spreads suggest that they could or should this week, my goodness, like, the Chicago Bears could find themselves in first place if they win their football game this weekend. And I don't know, they're at Minnesota. Now, the Packers are heavy favorites. They're at the New York Giants, and the Giants will start Jameis Winston. That's always a good time. So they'll probably win. But, yeah, that division is tighter than people think. I don't know. What do you think about, and let's try to remove our bet with Steiny and Goo from this.
Oh, right.
But Kansas City, what is the number, by the way, Kansas City at Denver? What's the number in that one?
In the pool in which I participated, I saw it at 3.5.
It's still sitting at 3.5.
Okay, yeah. So the Chiefs are favored.
Yep. Denver, home dog.
Home dog. And I said this last week, I go, someone call the sports bureaus and the analytics departments and find out if anybody in the history of the NFL has ever on a 7-game win streak, been a home dog. And because I knew it was going to happen. And so here we are. It's probably never happened before, but this is it. And I get it. The Broncos, Chiefs are off a bye. The Broncos are off a mini bye. And Andy Reid is great off of a bye. But I also think that we remember Denver looking so bad against the Raiders. There's a matchup thing here, though, that I like. Denver is a great defense.
Yep.
And they pressure up the middle, and y'all would be surprised at the analytics on Patrick Mahomes with pressure up the middle. He does not handle it well.
No, he's not having a great statistical year, and you know, win and loss wise, they're not having an awesome year either. But I look at the things that you just said. KC off a bye, Andy Reid almost never loses off a bye. They cover often too off a bye. And Denver, they have one of the two or three best defenses in football, but I am not a believer in Bo Nix. They've won 7 in a row, and they've done it in a little bit of funky fashion, including putting up 33 points in the fourth against the Giants. You remember that game that they rescued from the depth? So in my pool, I took Kansas City, and I'm laying the 3.5 on the road.
Yeah, I would not do that. I think that this game has the potential to be, like, what's the over-under in the game? I'm seeing it at about 44.5. I love the under. I love the under in that. That's the bet that I like in that football game, because I think the Broncos are going to have, as they often do, a hard time scoring, but I think that the Chiefs are going to have a hard time scoring too. I like the kickers in this game. How about that?
Yeah.
I like Will Lutz and Harrison Butker.
I just picked up Butker because somebody waiver wire blocked me, Lucas, for, I think it's McPherson. I think it was Lucas.
Don't waiver wire a kicker. Grab them once they're free.
Well, I did, but yeah, I really wanted McPherson. And I don't know if it was Lucas. Somebody got ahead of me, but whatever. I had Matt Prater at 40 years old. No, thank you. Speaking of that game, Tampa at Buffalo. I think that's another good game that's coming up this weekend. And boy, Buffalo is just up and down, right? They never seem to cement themselves where they should be as the best team in football. So I looked at this, Tampa 4-1 on the road. I think this is going to be somewhat of a shootout. So I'm taking Tampa in the 5.5 at Buffalo.
I love Buffalo in this game. Not necessarily worried too much about the spread. I'm just more looking at who's going to win the football game. Tampa Bay, what a schedule for them. I loved them coming off of a bye at home against New England. I thought New England was going to get their comeuppance last week. They didn't. Tampa is still banged up. They're still not getting Bucky Irving back this week. And Buffalo obviously is off their worst performance of the year and at home. So I think the Bills are going to get this thing screwed on straight this week. And so, I would actually lay the points and do Buffalo in this game. I think they're going to win that game. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.